You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. They are the needy children often victimized twice, once in an unstable home and the other in the broken foster care system that fails to meet their basic needs. And once these children turn 18 and leave the system, they likely end up in jail, unemployed, homeless, or dead because they lack the basic skills necessary to function in society. The University of Michigan's Child Advocacy Law Clinic has worked tirelessly to improve outcomes for these children. In May, it opens the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy to provide legal representation and social work services to low-income families to prevent unnecessary placement and prolonged stay of children in foster care. The University Law School's Vivek Sankaran is coordinating this effort.
In my opinion, there's no work that's more important than dealing with foster kids in America. Each year in the United States, there are about 500,000 kids in foster care. This matters, and this work matters. And here at the clinic, we aim to train leaders and the future leaders in the field so they can go out and across the country and really help these kids and families who aren't getting enough help.
Sankaran says the foster care system is broken in many ways.
Prevention efforts aren't adequate. Once kids are in the system, they don't get the services they need. Often their lawyers are poorly trained, judges are overworked, caseworkers are inexperienced. What the clinic does is, first of all, teaches students how to be lawyers. Because what our kids and families need the most are good lawyers and good advocates. And what these lawyers and our alums have gone out and done across the country is really led the fight to reform systems and make the systems accountable to these kids and parents, make sure that they're effectively meeting their needs. And so training the advocates who can then go out to the system and effectuate meaningful policy changes is what we're trying to do here.
The law school's Child Advocacy Clinic is the oldest of its kind in the country, operating since 1976. It has trained thousands of attorneys who have gone on to lead different reforms throughout the state of Michigan.
Students in the clinic represent parents, children, and local county agencies in child protective hearings. Students are the ones litigating these cases. They're the ones talking to clients. They take the lead and learn how to become lawyers through their efforts. And so both here in Michigan and nationally, students have worked on different proposals and legislative efforts as well, in addition to their lawyering skills.
The new center operates in Wayne County.
So the clinic recently celebrated its 30th anniversary just a few years back, and we really looked for ways to expand our efforts. In Michigan, Wayne County, where Detroit is located, has the largest number of foster kids in the state. And we felt that we could make a difference. And what we thought of doing is creating a new center for family advocacy in Detroit to serve families, to prevent kids from being removed and put into the foster care system, and to reduce the length of stay of kids already in care by helping relatives and family members adopt these children. The project is just getting off the ground, and it's going to have an interdisciplinary focus with lawyers and social workers and parent advocates, parents who themselves went through the system, who can then mentor parents that are currently affected by the system. Our hope is that through this interdisciplinary approach, we can create a model that can be replicated across the country on the types of services that we should be giving to families.
The clinic's initial cases will focus on the Osborne neighborhood, located in the city's northeast side.
It's an area of intense poverty, and the Department of Human Services, who we're partnering with, have targeted that area as one that is in desperate need of help. And so at the outset, we'll focus on that community, but the hope is over the years, we'll be able to expand and serve a much broader population. And then our hope in the long run is to involve students in this project. The model that we aspire to is that of a teaching hospital, where we have very highly trained professional staff, but then have students from law and social work and psychology and public policy all placed in this center. And then they can learn from those who are doing it, very similar to what happens every day at hospitals.
Vivek Sankaran is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Law School.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.